Afosa visited 7 schools on the first day, but it wasn't really about him.
Did you get your transportation information in time? Are there things around compensation or pay, electricity, air conditioning, maintenance orders, anything that sticks out?
Facilities has been amazing. I do have to give them a plug. Transportation has been a bit of a challenge.
How are things running? He asked principals. Where are the gaps? What needs to go more smoothly? He greets students, parents, staff members. He's energetic and walks at a clip through the halls, observing, waving, saying hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You ready for the school year?
I am. I'm waiting for my second graders to get here.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Avosa's first stop was Mimosa Elementary School in Roswell. Next up is Roswell High School. The Fulton School District is 90 miles long. It stretches from Milton on the north side to Palmetto on the southwest side. Central and North Fulton schools are generally more affluent and have good reputations. The South Fulton schools have historically served disadvantaged populations and have been lower performing. Avosa says that's changing.
For the first time in Fulton's history, we have 3 high schools in South Fulton. Their graduation rates are higher than 2 North Fulton high schools.
That's not because the north side schools are declining, he says. The south side schools are making gains. As he drives to Roswell High in North Fulton, Avosa says the school's graduation rate was 68% 4 years ago. Last year, it was 86%.
We're not letting kids walk away and dropping out easily. We're not doing it. Think about this. We spend $100,000 on average by 9th and 10th grade. Would you let a $100,000 investment just walk away, walk right out that door, without doing everything you can to reap a benefit?
Roswell principal Jerome Huff says no. Avosa credits Huff and his staff for helping more kids graduate. Huff says the effort involved teachers, school counselors, and real estate agents who he invited to the school one day.
Some of them, you know, they talk about the school and they don't know. Well, I don't know, you shouldn't go to Roswell High, but they've never set foot in Roswell High. So once they start seeing some of the numbers and the accolades that we got, even though we do have at-risk kids and we embrace those kids, I think it kind of opened their eyes. They had no idea.
Huff admits there's more work to do, but says the community is up to it.
It's not fair to compare other North Fulton schools because we don't look like other North Fulton schools, but we hold our own.
There's evidence of that a few minutes later when Avosa ducks his head into the counselor's office. Judy Davis is registering her daughter Whitney for school.
We chose our neighborhood and our house specifically so we could attend Roswell.
Good.
Wow. She really liked Mr. Huff.
I did. I met him just briefly. He probably doesn't even remember it last year. I mean, like I said, it was just briefly, and I just love the atmosphere of the school.
Good. You're going to love it here. It's a great team.
Thank
you.
We're excited.
Good stuff.
That encounter reinforces a point Avosa repeatedly makes.
Leadership matters. It's one of the most important decisions I make as superintendent, which is who gets to join the team as principal.
If he picks the right leader, he says, everything else falls in place.
Great teachers will stay and work for great principals, even in challenge environments. And poor teachers aggregate around bad principals because they let them do anything that they want and they don't hold them accountable.
Under Avosa's leadership, Fulton's graduation rate has increased and the district now has Georgia's second highest SAT scores. Reflecting on his 4 years with Fulton, Avosa notes he's one of the longest-serving school leaders in the metro area. DeKalb, Clayton, and Cobb counties and the Atlanta Public Schools all have superintendents newer than him.
All of a sudden, I went from being a rookie to one of the senior superintendents in the area.
Early on, he led Fulton through the transition of becoming the state's largest charter district. The status gives individual schools more autonomy. With 100 schools and more than 96,000 students, Avosa says the designation makes sense for Fulton. Schools are run locally, he says.
With 3/4 of the schools now working in this new autonomous space, you're beginning to really see the energy around what I call like sort of developing ownership of the schools, parents and teachers authentically engaged in the strategic plan, rather than the central office saying, here's how we want you to run the school.
Being a charter district has also allowed Fulton to establish a seed fund through which schools can apply for grants. Avosa stops next at Centennial High School, which used a grant to create a 21st century technology hub for students. Principal Kibby Crumley.
We wanted them to be able to walk into a learning commons, which isn't the old school library or media center, but actually a hub where they can work, they can have distance learning, they can do hybrid learning, they can do all kinds of blended environments. And so we created an environment that will hopefully house and shape that ability to have the personalized learning.
The hope is this type of innovation will spread across the district. Avosa's short-term goal is to iron out wrinkles, but it's clear he's thinking long-term. He wants Fulton to become a model in the region. And the superintendent, who on this day has four schools left and a four-hour debriefing after that, doesn't seem willing to slow down until then. Martha Dalton, WABE News.